The following programme is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you, and it's the Thistle and Shamrock. With acoustic guitar and fretless bass, that was Tony McManus and Alain Gentil. French musician Gentil has long been interested in traditional musical forms, especially Breton music, and he's a composer too. Le Petit Encrier there was his tune. And he's specialised in adapting traditional melodies to the fretless bass, and we will be hearing more of that work from Alain Gentil and from others this week on acoustic upright and electric and fretless bass. When we think of Celtic melody, though, the fiddles, the flutes, pipes and reed instruments that spring to mind, are pitched at the higher end of our acoustic attention span. Percussion is sometimes the only low throb or beat in the mix, but not always. So we will go looking this time on Thistle for that bass rock when we bring it to the foreground in music from bands like Croft No. 5, Capercaillie, the Catherine Tickell Band. In a trio with harper Savona Stevenson and singer June Tabor, the acoustic double bass of Danny Thompson has plenty of room to breathe. A leading session musician having played with a huge number of artists, he was a founder also of Pentangle in the 1960s. Here's Danny Thompson with Savona Stevenson and June Tabor, Broom of Cowdenows.
Bonny, bonny broom, broom of Cowdenows. Fain would I be in the north country, milking her daddy's yows. How blithe was I each morn to see my lass come o'er the hill. Skip the bird, run to me, I'd met her with goodwill. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of Cowdenows. Fain would I be in the north country, milking her daddy's ears. Gather in the sheep at night and cheer me all the day. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, broom of Cowdenows. Fain would I be in the north country, milking her daddy's yow. Hard the fate that I should banished be, way o'er hill and moor, because I loved the fairest lass that ever yet was born. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, broom of Cowdenows. Fain would I be in the north country, milking her daddy. Thank you.
In Worcester City there lived a damsel, and now the truth to you I'll tell. She by a servant man was courted, who often told her he loved her well. She loved him true, but at a distance. He did not think to be very fond. Now for you convicts and inconstant lovers, I'll pray you lend your sweet tender love. By a young master, this fair young damsel was invited to.
Eliza Carthy on fiddle and vocals with Worcester City, Barnaby Stradling adding acoustic bass to the mix there, and we heard Release the Hounds from Croft No. 5. Whether acoustic or electric, the bass adds great rhythm, it adds power, atmosphere to arrangements of songs and Celtic-based instrumentals, and that's the sound we're after this week. Ewan Vernal works widely among Scottish and Irish artists with his band Capper Cayley, he's ahead. But let's get back to French player Alain Gentil. So we're hearing acoustic double bass and the electric bass, which has been the more dominant in popular music since the 1950s, the Fender bass being the first mass-produced model, but the first fretless electric bass was introduced by the Rolling Stones in 1961. Like the upright acoustic original, it allows the player to vary the pitch around, bend the notes, and they might find more room for expression in that instrument. Alain Gentil uses fretless and standard electric bass. Let's hear him at work in the Alain Gentil band with Trois Massagers.
Oh,
Kaylee at Dawn of Day, and we also heard bassist Alain Gentil. Remember to check our website for programme playlists and a link to our podcast at thistleradio.com. And don't fret, more great bass playing ahead. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie still with you. Back to basics. Shugle Nifty ahead. Riccardo Del Fra was born in Rome, where he studied double bass at Music Conservatory. Basing himself in Paris, he went on to collaborate for over a decade with Chet Baker. He also worked with Art Farmer, Dizzy Gillespie, Art Blakey and many more jazz legends. In 1996, he met Breton singer Annie Ibrell and he turned his attention to traditional music. So here's some of what they created together, Riccardo Del Fra and Annie Ibrell, Dans Trop L'Or.
Thank you.
False or John, a wooing came to a maid of beauty rare. May Colvin was her name, her father's only heir. He wooed her, but he wooed her ben, he wooed her in the hall, till he's gotten her consent to mount and ride a war. They've gone down to her father's bar, where the best that's in the land. He's got on, she's got on, swiftly they did flee, till they came to a lonely spot, a rock by the side of the sea. Get down, McCallan, your bridal here you see. I have drowned 7 young ladies, and the 8th one you shall be. Cast off, McCallan, all in your silken gown. It's our good and costly to rot in the salt sea foam. Cast off, McCallan. Pity thee, 7 young ladies you have drowned, and the 8th one won't be me. She's got on to her milk-white steed, swiftly rode away. She's come home to her father's bower before the break of the
In our quest to hear different bass voices, I played a wee trick on you there. Harp duo Sheilas bring a Camac electro harp into their sound, and it does offer that fretless bass atmosphere, I think, setting the mood for that dark ballad, May Colvin. Just another way of laying down that bass groove. With upright acoustic bass, electric and fretless bass, seems as though much of our music this week has moved us in the direction of jazz, which is not the most obvious crossover point for music from Celtic roots, but concertina player Simon Toomier has always been parked at that crossroads, going back to his jazz trio in the early 90s, the Simon Toomier Three.
Thank you.
Mentioned earlier on Danny Thompson's role in the 1960s band Pentangle, Vocalist with the band was Jackie McShee, and she still fronts a Pentangle lineup now with Alan Thompson on bass. And there they were with That's the Way It Is, Jackie McShee's Pentangle. How it is with us is that the Thistle and Shamrock comes to you every week from Scotland with me, Fiona Ritchie, and we can point you in the direction of any of this music at our website, where we post programme playlists, and you'll be seeing this one very soon at thistleradio.com. If you like to put pen to paper, you're always more than welcome to write for a playlist. Just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. We continue with bass in the mix to the end this week, but at the other end of the dynamic range, the sweet tone of the Northumbrian pipes from Catherine Tickell. Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in children, their families and their communities. On the web at wkkf.org. The Thistle and Shamrock is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. This is NPR, National Public Radio.